Oh, what a jam. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial, right here on 1310 WIBA. Don't forget our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they would love to answer them for you right now. Again, our telephone numbers, 321-1310, toll-free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget the office, Kloss Financial, right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up a little bit later in the program, we will have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Also, that number to set up an appointment at Kloss Financial. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you kick-of-the-tires appointment. Again, their telephone number, 442-5637. And the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. All one word there. Great resource, that website. A lot of great information. You can sign up for the Market Pulse newsletter. Also, when you get to KlossFinancial.com, you can listen to this week's or previous week's programs as well. So a great resource there, KlossFinancial.com. And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. And we are joined in the studio this morning by C.J. Kloss and Malia Cuevas. C.J., how you doing today?
I am doing great. How are you, Sean?
Doing real well. Great to see you. We've got a huge show coming up, a lot of stuff to get to. But first, of course, like we always like to do, we have to look back at last week, talk about the previous week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only give the question, but the answer as well. What was that?
Yeah, so to our listeners, to our loyal listeners, thank you for listening every week. And thank you to the winner who called in and won a $25 gift card. So yes, the question for last week was, at what age can a retiree normally begin Medicare coverage? And the answer to that was, you can begin Medicare at age 65.
Fantastic. And we'll do another Kloss Quiz Question a Week this week. This week's prize, a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Real easy to play along. We'll explain the rules a little bit later. Just a little tip. Listen closer to the show. Typically, the answer comes up during the program. So today, we're going to be talking about when is the right time to pull that when is that day, the day to say now is the time to retire, aren't we?
Well, Sean, I think you usually say that was yesterday, but that's not the correct answer. Okay.
Oh, darn it.
So that's the topic we'd like to discuss today, because there is probably no perfect age for anybody. Mm-hmm. But many people do tell us, yeah, I'd like to work up until yesterday. That's the first answer. Second one is, and I just heard this one 2 weeks ago, a gentleman said, I don't really see an end point.
Oh.
And he's 65 years old. Hmm. He goes, I'm really just planning on working.
Oh.
Till when? Till, you know, we're not going to answer that question there. So really, as long as people are able. So we'd encourage our listeners to start thinking ahead. That's really what we try to portray to our clients. Thinking ahead usually pays off. And decide about when would be the right or best time to transition in your post-career life. So when people get fixated on an age, that's probably not the correct way to look at things. I mean, obviously, we talked about Medicare starting at age 65, Social Security starting at age 62 for some people. We do fixate on those ages, but that might not be the age that you personally should be retiring. A lot of it has to do with, you know, your physical stamina, the type of job you do, quite honestly, the type of work you do on a mental basis every day. You know, some people want at that point, maybe in their 60s, to shift to something where they can leave it at the office, so to speak, and go back home. So it's really important to examine yourself and talk to your spouse, because we always ask our clients, how stressed do you feel? And they'll usually say, I'm fine. And we look to their spouse and they go, he's not or she's not. So really take a self-examination for yourself. Sometimes the idea of when is just an idea and has nothing to do with reality, though. And that's what we spend most of our time talking with clients about. Where are we at with the health insurance? Where are we at with our investments? I mean, so the reality and the personal choice have to meet hand in hand.
So a perfect example of this was a client that I met with yesterday the wife was saying to the husband, he is just dying on the job, right? He really does not want to be there. He's been there so long. And actually, in this case, a close family member of his had just died not too long before him. And so he was just kind of having this realization that life is short. But their comment to me was, yeah, but we have to work to 65. We have to get Medicare. And I said, well, let's look at that. And so we looked, and he was blessed to have a pension and had really great Social Security. He was about 62 years old, and they had done a great job of saving. And actually, yes, health insurance will be expensive for them until the age of 65, but they could more than afford it. As a matter of fact, even with the increased health insurance cost, they were going to make more in retirement than they were while he was working. So again, to Malia's point, and to the point of what we're getting at here, ages matter from the standpoint of what kicks in and what benefits are available to you, but don't become so overly fixated on them that you never stop to find out whether you could be retiring sooner than that.
And we're going to dive a little bit more into that as well. I want to ask about kind of that day that, okay, I'm retiring, my last paycheck being deposited into the account. There's some concern, and you know, people get a little uneasy about that. We're going to talk about that question and answer, get that question answered as well as get yours answered as well. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, I'd love to answer them for you right now. Our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. We'll continue our conversation with Malia and CJ next, as well as you, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And if you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Again, our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Call now. We'll get you right on the air with Malia and CJ. Don't forget Kloss Financial's telephone number here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find Kloss Financial online, klassfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Talking this morning about the day and kind of the perception of when we're going to and when we actually do retire, oftentimes we learned differs. And I think there I think one of the great things you guys bring up here is I think sometimes we get a little uneasy about that day, that you know, that final paycheck, going from having that income that we're working for to having that income that we worked for all those years.
Absolutely. And one point we'd like to make is, again, there's a difference between what we think will happen and what does happen. So the Employee Benefit Research Institute, they just came out with a 2017 Retirement Confidence Survey. And they said that the average age most people think about retiring is the age of 65, again, mostly because of the tie with the health insurance, with Medicare. But the real reality, the statistics play out, people actually retire closer to the age of 62, according to the survey. So again, reality, perception. And we just wanted to go with that.
It kind of reminds me of when you wake up in the morning, you're like, I'm going to have all this energy. I'm going to get all this stuff done today. And then, you know, you start getting to about 6:30, 7 o'clock, and now you're going, you know what? I'm going to call it a day.
That's just you.
It is just me, definitely. Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. Questions 321-1310, toll free 877-235-1310. So let's talk about kind of what happens then when that last paycheck is deposited and what we need to, what people need to be thinking about with that, and what's kind of going through people's mind when that's going on.
Yeah, so this is a big deal. This is what sometimes keeps people from retiring, is this notion of, hey, I have had for 30, 40 years in some cases, you know, this monthly or bi-monthly paycheck hitting my account, and I know how to deal with that. But now you're telling me that I need to sign up for some sort of other benefit, whether it be Social Security or pension, and I need to sign up to get monthly distributions from my portfolio, and just the unknown of when and where and how much and what about tax withholdings can really scare people. And to be quite honest, if I try to empathize and if I try to put myself in the shoes of our clients as it pertains to creating this income, it is scary. I mean, you've had every couple of weeks you've had a paycheck hit in your account, and now suddenly, boom, that's done. So, you know, part of what Malia and I are passionate about is taking that fear out of the equation to say, we've done this thousands of times with thousands of clients. And so, you know, we know how to turn on Social Security. We know how early to start signing up for it to make sure that when you are done, boom, the next week Social Security starts. So there's a lot of fear in it, but for people like us, there's also a lot of knowledge on how to make it happen.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. If you have questions for our retirement planning professionals from Kloss, give us a call right now. Our number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their office, 442-5637. You can set up an appointment. No cost for that initial get-to-know-you initial meeting, that kick of the tires, as CJ likes to point out. The helpful number, 442-5637. Of course, online at KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAASFinancial.com. And I've got to assume for a lot of people, obviously, the not having that paycheck is a big one, but also maintaining that quality of life. You work so hard to kind of have that good quality of life. You want to carry that into retirement, don't you?
That's normally the idea. And yeah, a lot of people think that they want to improve their quality of life, too. So let's go with that idea. So obviously, we are always looking at the pension, if they have one available to them, Social Security, taking a percentage from their investments. And, you know, really, we're looking at trying to create an income that's going to last probably 30 plus years. And so what we're asked quite often is, what percentage of my pre-retirement income am I going to need in retirement? So what we say is a good rule of thumb for most people is that you're going to need 70 to 80% of their pre-retirement income in retirement. So it's not to say some people might not need less, some people might need more, but that's a good rule of thumb. You're no longer contributing to your 401ks, 403bs, and other retirement accounts as you retire, so you are getting kind of a bump up there. But that's why we really stress we don't want people to go into retirement without with debt in place, because that's obviously going to change the formula quite a bit if they're going into with debt.
So as Malia is saying here, you know, 70 to 80% is the number, but as she mentioned, make sure you sit down on your own and determine what it is that you will need. We see people in late stages of life where they're maxing out 401k plans, which is great. We see where they're, you know, rapidly trying to pay off debt, which is great. But sometimes that can cause you to think that you're spending, right, 24 grand a year on a 401k and another 24 grand on paying off your mortgage, when in reality, when both of those are gone in retirement, you need $48,000 less income to maintain the exact same standard of living, right? I hope people can track with what I was saying there. So the point being in this, you do have to know your expenses. And there's this old adage, nobody can help you if you don't know your cash flow. And that's absolutely true. If you come into a retirement planner and expect them to tell you where your money goes, you know, each month, where you spend it, they're not going to be able to tell you that. They can tell you where money will come from for income, but it's your responsibility to figure out where it's going to go.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us from Kloss Financial this morning. If you have questions for CJ or Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. Telephone number is 321-1310, toll free, 877-235-1310. Don't forget Kloss Financial, their telephone number, 442-5637, and online at KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. When we're kind of going through this stuff, and I think, CJ, you alluded to this a little bit as well, is when it comes to the unknown and making sure that it is known, is having an understanding of your investments and having those in order is probably something that will help you figure this stuff out. I mean, understanding where your money is right now and where it's going to be going probably is a great benefit.
Yeah, we would think so. So this is one of our favorite topics. We talk about retirement income as a three or four-legged stool. And so you kind of think about, where's my income going to come from? Well, maybe a pension, although those are going away. Hopefully Social Security, our retirement accounts, and then our personal savings. So think of that as the four-legged stool. The problem is that two legs of those stool are starting to become weak, right? One being pensions are going away, and the other being that Social Security for younger people, anybody under 50, we don't know that it's going to be there in its current form. So all that basically means, by the way, folks, for those who are listening, is that more and more of your retirement security is dependent upon you. If you like responsibility, that's a good thing. If you don't like it, it's a bad thing. But this idea of, yes, hey, that means that of the total money that I need in retirement, more is going to come from what I save privately. Well, therefore, you better make sure you're monitoring those investments. Because holy smokes, if we go through a 2008 correction and you're sitting in the S&P 500 a year before you want to retire and you lose 55% of your value of your life savings, you know, in 18 months, my goodness, is that devastating to a retiree. So be aware of those investments. You should be backing off risk. You should be looking at moderating your volatility in your portfolio when you get close to retirement.
Is some of that modifying kind of that ratio between stocks and bonds and kind of taking
it? You got it.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah. People like us try to complicate the stuff, and sometimes it's actually simpler than you
just
think.
Just CJ.
Yeah. That's true. I talk out of both sides of my mouth.
I try to simplify it.
I talk really complicated, and then I say, oh, and it's simple.
CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas joining us this morning from Kloss Financial. They are our retirement planning professionals. If you have questions for Malia or CJ, love to answer them for you right now. Give us a call, 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Telephone number for their office right here in Madison, 442-5637. You're not only you're going to want to hold on to that telephone number, of course, to set up an appointment. No cost for that initial get to know you. Coming up the next segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. More of your calls as well. Next, as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone number is 321-1310, toll-free 877-235-1310. Don't forget, you can find Kloss Financial online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. Our telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You want to hold on to that telephone number as well. Coming a little bit later in the segment, we'll have our Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. As a matter of fact, take the time to give us a call this morning is John. John, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Hi, I just listening. You talked about when you get close to retirement, you should know your investments.
Yep.
And suggested not to be in the S&P 500. But I don't know anything you could be in if there's a correction like that, that you wouldn't lose 30%. And if you're in a safe investment, you're getting nothing. Mm-hmm. And you just can't live on Social Security.
Yep.
So I don't know what you could be in. You got to have a little risk.
Yeah, absolutely. So John, I'll try to give a little more color to this. So this is part of what we do for a living, obviously, is help people manage their actual retirement investments as they head into retirement. And so something, and this isn't right for everybody, but something like a 60% stock, 40% bond allocation. And again, the stock, that's very broad, that would be diversified stock, large cap, mid cap, small cap, internationals. And then bonds as well, you've got to be careful with overexposure to long duration bonds with rising interest rates. But with that being said, an allocation like that, in 2008, in that 18-month period where it went down that 55% on the S&P, an allocation like that would have been down closer to 20, 25-ish. So you're right, that's still a significant loss, but half of what the overall markets did. And so that's a big deal. If you can save half on the way down, it doesn't take as much on the way up to break even. And actually, people who had an allocation like that, within about 2.5-3 years, they had broken even. So it wasn't an 8 or 9 year cycle just to break even on their money. So
do you see interest rates coming up at any time? I've never seen them this low for this long before.
Yeah, so that's a big consideration. I won't go into too much detail because we're running out of time here. But yes, we do see interest rates rising for the next 20 to 30 years. But I will say to you, we don't see them rising quickly. So a lot of people have been trying to go really, really short on their bond duration, and which of course means their yield is lower. But they've been sitting on the sidelines while the bond market actually continues to chug along and do all right. So I encourage people, you got to work with somebody who knows the bond market and tries to get diversified in there. But great questions, John.
Fantastic question, John. And now joining us is Sally with a very timely question. Sally, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ from Kloss Financial.
Hi. The reason I'm calling is the Equifax breach.
Yes.
And when I went on to their website and looked up my name, Social Security number, I was asked to put in the last 6 digits. It said that my account may have been breached. So what should I do at this point?
Well, obviously, this is a concern of, well, I don't know, a third of the country right now, right. A very large number of people. So we do take all of that very seriously. My understanding is you do need to go ahead and register through Equifax and sign up for their 1 year. They will monitor your accounts for you. Our recommendation always has been for all of our clients to consistently run their credit reports on annualcreditreport.com. It's free. You should always be looking at accounts that are open, closed, so that you're aware, and you can do that once a year.
And to add to that, so Credit Karma is a service that'll actually, and I think creditreport.com will as well, but you can actually set up an account where if your credit file is utilized to open up any credit, they'll send you a notice. Not only will they send you a notice, but they'll send you a notice saying, was this you? And if you click a button to say no, they'll help you shut it down right away. So we're big fans of not only be checking your credit consistently, but also actually be monitoring your credit, where if it's tapped, you immediately get notification.
So creditkarma.com and annualcreditreport.com are the two that we could recommend to you. We do take this seriously. You should do that as well. So thanks for the call today, Sally.
Sally, fantastic call. Great question. Very timely as well. Credit Karma, by the way, just an awesome.
Yes,
I've been using
it really
for quite
is.
A few years now. CJ Kloss, Malia Cuevas, of course, join us from Kloss Financial. Don't forget about the website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You're going to want to hold on to that telephone number now. It's time for the Kloss Quiz question the week. It works like this. In just a moment, I will ask you the Kloss Quiz question of the week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial Office at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. This week's Kloss Quiz question of the week is this. In retirement, what percentage of your pre-retirement income should you plan for needing? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that prize, $25 gift card for Cracker Barrel. Don't forget that number as well. Set up that initial get to know you, no cost meeting, kick of the tires, as CJ likes to say. Again, their telephone number at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. Malia, CJ, you guys have a fantastic week.
Thanks.
Take care. This is Money in Motion, brought to you by Kloss Financial.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.